It's time for the business news now. Ko Taku Hoa Inaene, ko Nona Peltier, who is in the studio to talk all things business. Let's talk about retirement village operators. They're making big bucks. That doesn't surprise me, actually. What are the numbers?
Yeah, so we've got two that reported today. One was Ryman Healthcare, which is the biggest. Yep. They had a net profit rise of 64% to $693 million.
Oh. Is that because a bunch of us are getting older, or is that because
the services are costing more? Well, they own a lot of property, and they had a significant increase in the value of those properties. If we look at the underlying profit, it rose 14%, so that strips out those types of things, to $255 million. That's still pretty hefty. Looking at a smaller but still retirement village and aged care operator is Oceania. And their underlying profit rose 16% to $77 million. So much smaller organization, but same business model. In both cases, Ryman have a huge pipeline of work underway. We talked to them about their margins and so on. They think that they're going to be able to hold where they're at in terms of resale value of existing units, plus the sale of new ones, because, of course, there's been a downturn in the housing market. That can affect village operators, too. For Oceania, we asked them a bit more about their aged care bit of their business. They've got, I think, 4,000 beds, but they said that's not nearly enough, and they were quite disappointed that the government didn't set aside any money for the aged care sector. They're thinking that it's an incredibly important part of our infrastructure. It does need more investment from a public purse. It can't just be private sector that looks after our older population.
And let's move on to wage growth, which, well, apparently won't necessarily leave more money in the pockets of taxpayers. Why is that?
Ah, we got this thing. It's called bracket creep.
Tax
bracket creep. So that's basically where, say, you know, you're making, well, let's say an average salary, but you get a wage increase. A lot of people are getting wage increases, but that bumps you into a new tax bracket. You could end up paying more in tax, which basically erodes any of the gain you just received. It also ties in with what we call Tax Freedom Day. Well, people might wonder what that is, but it's a theoretical day beginning from January 1st to middle of the year, basically, when you've paid all your taxes and every other dollar you earn from here on in, theoretically, is your own. And Tax Freedom Day happens tomorrow, in theory. So it's a lot longer than it was in the past. It's an extra 10 days this year over last year. And it's getting longer, that creep. We're going back to the old days when we used to be heavily taxed. So taxes do take up a lot of our income. And tax bracket creep is one of the things that we have that's not addressed. In some countries, they have it inflation indexed.
Yes.
But we do not have that here.
Yeah, so, and it's a political hot potato, as you would know, Nona, and a cause for great conversation. What do you bring from the markets, Nona?
You know, I bring some more positive news from the markets. The local top 50 index, it rose 0.5% today. That was a 60-point gain to 11,267. And that's partly because China seems to be trying to boost their own economy. That has a flow-on effect. The New Zealand dollar also had a stronger tone at 63.8 US cents, 90.9 Australian, and 51.3 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier there with Business News.